Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas, my mother, Chai Rachel Bas David Tzvi. So for Parshas Bo, we're going to take a look at a Midrash. A couple of points in this Midrash I think are actually quite well known. They're quoted in Rashi Ala Torah, but I don't know if everyone realizes that they're actually rooted in the same Midrash, and we're going to try to see how it addresses questions in the text, as well as an important point of contrasting the ideas. So let's take a look. It starts in Shemos Rabbah in Yud Dalet Gimel. Talking about Makas Choshech, the plague of darkness. Choshech, Loma Hevi Alehen. So why did Hashem bring the Makah of Choshech? I'll skip a little bit. Right? Because Lefisha Hayu Poshim Bi Yisrael Shehayu Lahen Patronin Min HaMitzriim. That there were Jews that were sinners, and they were Patronin from the Mitzriim. They had patronin for the Mitzrayim. The Matnas Kahuna says that that's like, you know, positions of authority. They were, you know, so they were some high level officers and governors. V'hayu lahen sham osher v'chavod, and they had wealth and honor. V'lo hayu rotzim l'tseis, and they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. So it's very interesting, right? We don't always get this image of there, that, you know, maybe there were some assimilated Jews who were involved in the government and things like that. You know, we know that there are the certain shoterim, certain officers of the Jewish people that took beatings for their brothers. I'm not sure if these are the same people. These might be, you know, different. But anyway, that they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So as we know from Rashi, Hashem said, if I bring up a plague on them in public and I kill all these Jews in public, the Mitzrayim are going to say, wait, there's no distinction between us and them. We're dying in the, we're, you know, we're dying throughout these plagues in Mitzrayim, especially in Makas Bechoros, and it happened to the Jews as well. Right, so rather Hashem brought 3 days of darkness so that they should be able to bury their dead during that time. So there were all these chashev Jews who didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, were wealthy and honorable, and didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, so they died during that time, and then their family members could bury them in these 3 days, and the Egyptians would not see it, and then everyone would praise Hashem for this. Okay. The Midrash continues. What is this? Is this darkness? And Amar of Dimi Dimin Haifa or Haifa, also Choshech Kaful Mechubal Haya. It was like a double darkness. Rabbi Seinu Amru Shiva Yom Shal Choshech Hayu. There are actually 7 days of darkness, even though the text says there are 3 days of darkness. There are actually 7. And Midrash goes on to explain, as Rashi quotes, there were 3 days that were just very dark, and then 3 more days that were the dark was so strong and almost tangible, they weren't able to move. They're like frozen like statues, the Egyptians during that time. And then explains that the 7th day was separated and saved for the Yam Suf, and that was the 7th day of darkness. But anyway, there are these two sets of 3 days. And then the Midrash speaks about the role of those days. Uveshloshes yimei afela nasan hakadosh baruch hu chein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim v'hishilum. And during those 3 days of darkness, the intense darkness afterwards, God gave chein, grace, favor of the nation in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they asked them for things. Why? Shahayu Yisrael nichnas l'soch batayan shal Mitzrim v'hayu ro'en v'hen kli hesev kli zav v'shmalos. That they went into the Egyptian houses, and they saw silver and gold and garments. Im hayu omrim ein lan l'hashilachem hayu Yisrael omrim lahem hari hu v'malkam ploni. So that when they would later ask for gold, silver, and clothing, if the Egyptians would say, hey, we don't have gold, silver garments to give you, they would say, yeah, I think you do, right? You it's in B'makom Ploni, in such and such place. Isn't it in your back closet, you know, in the top shelf, aren't you, you know, you have some gold and silver there? You know, they say, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, we were putting the waste to save for college, but okay, sure, if you know where it is, we'll give it to you. Bosa Sha'a Hayu Mitzrim Omrim. And at that time, the Egyptians said, Im Hayu Elu Rotzim L'Shaker Banu, if these Jews would have wanted to, they could have lied to us and taken everything in the times of darkness. And right, and we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have been, you know, able to realize that there's nothing we could have done to stop them. And they didn't do that. Shahari roa son kvar achar shalonagu chutz midatenu kemochein lo yachaziku. Right, but that's not what they did. And then they would give them, and then it says later on that the Jewish people walk out with a rochush gadol, and then it continues that shakol malchum shayuni nichnas hayu or nichnas umeirlo. Whenever a Jew entered, a light entered with him, and they were able to see shebachavios vatevos vamatmonios, what was in all the barrels and boxes and things like that. They're able to see everything that was going on. Okay, so these are Midrashim that are quoted by Rashi on Choshech. One thing we have to note that Midrash is doing is the Midrash is explaining why in the Pasuk itself, it looks like there's a separation of, right? It says the simple understanding of the Pasuk is it's talking about there are three days of darkness, right? If you look in Parsha, in Perek Yud, it's the Shmos Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Beis, no, sorry, Chaf Gimel, actually, no. Back to Chaf Beis. It says that Vayimosh es yado al shemayim vehi choshech afele b'chol eretz Mitzrayim shloshes yamim. It says that there was darkness over the land for 3 days, and then it says lo ro ish es achiv lo kumu ish mitachtav shloshes yamim. People were not able to get up. They couldn't see each other, and they couldn't get up from their place for 3 days. So you could read it as like it's the same 3 days, or it's two sets of 3 days. There's 3 days that was just dark, and then 3 days that they couldn't even move. It was so dark and so intense that they couldn't move. And that's that's the way the Midrash is understanding. So the Midrash puts these 2 days, two sets of days, into focus and says this is what was going on during these 2 days and two sets of 3 days. But not only that, it gives the reason that there are also different reasons that there were these two levels of darkness. Why didn't Hashem just make one? If he wanted to do six days of darkness, not including the seventh, so then he could have just done, you know, 6 days of really intense darkness or 6 days of regular darkness. Why did he split it up? Well, because there's a reason. The first 3 days, that was a cover-up. Hashem wanted it to be dark because he didn't want he didn't need them not to be able to move, but he just needed them not to be able to see the Jewish people who were dying during that time. But then Hashem wanted intense darkness that the Egyptians couldn't move so that the Jews can safely check out their houses and take whatever they wanted in theory, though they didn't actually end up doing it. So the Midrash is addressing that question in the text of why it presents it as 3 days and why the two sets of 3 days and why they're and how and why those would be different. The Midrash is also addressing, I think, another question, which is that in a little bit after this, it's basically right after this in the next parak, Yud Aleph, it says that they would go around collecting the gold, silver. Hashem asked them to do it again, and it says in Gimel, parak Yud Aleph, pasuk Gimel, Vayitin Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim, and Hashem gave grace of the nation in the eyes of the Egyptians, and that's how they were able to get gold, silver, and garments. And the question that you might be wondering is, how is it possible that they had, you know, favor that the Egyptians would like, right? Motza chein b'einei Mitzrayim, that they found favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. How did that happen? Especially after everything that they experienced. And you know, you could say it's okay, it was a miracle, but maybe it wasn't a miracle. Right? It says Hashem gave them the Shechein, but maybe it wasn't Hashem giving it miraculously, but rather they earned it. And I think that's what the Midrash is getting at. The Midrash tells us that they were so impressed, and I don't think you get this so much from Rashi. Rashi's quoting of the Midrash. But if you see the Midrash inside, that there was something so incredible and so inspiring. It's not that Hashem wanted the Jewish people to go into the houses to find where the treasures were so they could later ask for them. That's not the main thing. That's not the main story here. The main story is not that they knew where everything was. The main story is that the Jews did not steal. They did not take everything from the Egyptians. The Egyptians gave it to them willingly because of how impressed they were with the Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem. That they didn't take it. And it could be, you could say, to do a drash on the midrash, is that when it says that a light went in with the Jewish people wherever they were, right? Whenever they came in, they're nichnas with an or. Maybe it was not just a light that enlightened them and around them, so they're able to see. But maybe it was the or, the light of a Kiddush Hashem, of as Yeshayahu describes us to be la'or goyim, to be a light unto the nations, to be a Kiddush Hashem. And there's a massive Kiddush Hashem taking place here in the darkness of Makas Choshech. And when you take that idea in mind, so again, this is addressing the question in the text of how did they possibly get favor? How did the Egyptians like the Jews? Well, this is what the Midrash is addressing. But if you take that and compare it to the Jews that are mentioned in, regarding the first 3 days of Makas Choshech, again, the first 3 days of Makas Choshech was completely dark so that you wouldn't see the Jews that Hashem wanted to kill being killed. And the second 3 days are about the Jews who are going to survive, that were going through the houses of the Egyptians. Now, which set of Jews is the first 3 day darkness Jews or the second 3 day darkness Jews are the ones that had favor in the eyes of the Egyptians? Was it the one that had patronin mehem, that the ones that had these special high ranking positions in them? No, it's actually the ones that were beaten down. The full-blown slaves were the ones who actually earned this favor. You know, you would think, oh, what? It's the people that are more chashiv, that have wealth and honor, that are going to be the ones that have favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. But that's actually not the case. Those people are killed off in the first 3 days, but the next 3 days, that's where the other Jews, the ones that are beaten down, they're the ones that shine. Pardon the pun. They're the ones that are showing these incredible midos that make such a Kiddush Hashem. And when you also compare the point that the first set of Jews, the ones that are killed out during Makas Choshech, they don't want to leave Mitzrayim because they love their Osher V'Chavod. They love their wealth and their honor. And these Jews from the second half that we're describing, from the 3 days of intense darkness, are going through the houses. They were not so obsessed with riches, that at least not to the point of stealing, right? They felt that, you know, their Ratzon Hashem is more important than wealth, as opposed to the first set of Jews that felt like their wealth is more important than Ratzon Hashem. They didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. They didn't want to go to the Promised Land. They didn't want to get the Torah. They didn't want to for their national legacy and their heritage to be redeemed. They didn't care about that. They wanted their Osher V'Chavod. And those are the ones that will sink into history. They're the legendary 80% at least, that did not make it out of Mitzrayim. They're the ones that did not find the favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, as opposed to the Jews who did not value Osher V'Chavod more than Ratzon Hashem, that felt like they wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem and do the right thing. And they are the ones that found a favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they're the ones who are Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, as we ourselves are hoping for our Geula, our ultimate redemption. We're getting much closer to it, so I think we have to keep this in mind. Which are the Jews that sank, and which are the Jews that swam and crossed the Amsuf? Which are the ones that made it out? They're the ones that valued Ratzon Hashem over wealth, the ones that were able to focus on making a Kiddush Hashem, and not even for the purposes of Kiddush Hashem per se, just for doing what's right and shining that light naturally. Those are the Jews that made it out and were Zocha to the Gula. May we be able to internalize that and be Zocha to the Gula ourselves. Have a beautiful Shabbos.